Hello, everyone. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, here with Pat Norman, and we welcome you to the short but informative August 14th, 2025 episode of Free Pod. Now, let's see what's going on. Take it away, Pat.
Road work continues on Carroll Avenue, Blackhawk Avenue, Stevenson Street between Greenfield Drive and Sunset, and work will begin soon on Hance Drive. This work updates water mains, sewer systems, and pavement damage. Most construction areas are open for resident access at the end of the workday, but the intersection of West Stevenson Street and Park Boulevard will not be open after work hours until work is completed over the next several weeks. Road closed signs give crews the proper space and safety to work. Ignoring them could result in injury, project malfunction, and more. The city asks that you pay attention to road closed signs and obey them with the utmost caution.
In other city news, Freeport is hosting a tire recycling event for Freeport residents next Saturday, August 23rd, at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds. The event is being co-hosted with the Fairgrounds and Gill's Freeport Disposal from 8 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Freeport residents may bring tires to the Fairgrounds free of charge during this event. While there is no limit for how many passenger car tires a resident can bring, residents may only bring up to 4 semi-truck tires, and no other tires will be accepted. As with other city-hosted trash drop-off events, attendees must present a Freeport ID to drop off their items in order to help the city eliminate illegal dumping. Thanks to all who participate in activities such as this event to support and further aid in that objective.
Streaming services are getting expensive. Now, anyone with a Freeport Public Library card can enjoy over 30,000 free videos with Canopy, a company committed to streaming high-quality films that inspire, educate, and entertain to and through libraries around the globe. Canopy's unique selection offers something for everyone, from award-winning indie films to important and timely documentaries, foreign films, popular cinema, children's shows, and more. The Freeport Public Library's subscription also includes great courses, instructional lectures, as well as unlimited access to Canopy for Kids. For more details on the many offerings, visit the library's website at www.freeportpubliclibrary.org. Canopy can be accessed with your Freeport Public Library card, barcode, and PIN. Once connected, you can create an account using your email address. The Canopy app is available for use through both Android and Apple iOS, and it can also be used with various TV apps. This is a great service being offered for free and should be a significant benefit for many residents. Thank you, Freeport Public Library.
Join the Freeport Park District for a day of creativity and inspiration at the Crepe Park Art Walk this Saturday, August 15th, from 10 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. This vibrant artisan marketplace brings talented artists and makers together from across the region to showcase their handmade treasures. Discover unique works, connect with skilled creators, and celebrate the artistry that makes each piece special. Crepe Park Art Walk is free to the public and designed for the whole family to enjoy. Crepe Park offers its own amenities as well, including boat paddling on Yellow Creek, mini golf, and a historic carousel.
Another event to appreciate artistic talent is coming up next Friday. Paint the Port, a popular downtown street paint party, opens to the whole community and we'll be here again on Friday, August the 22nd. Since its inception in 2017, Paint the Port, which is hosted by the Freeport Art Museum, transforms downtown Freeport into a vibrant outdoor gallery as individuals and families literally paint the town. Initially conceived as a means to raise funds for downtown revitalization, Paint the Port has exceeded expectations, becoming a vital source of support for our community's cultural development. Today, the proceeds generated by this beloved event are channeled into the development and maintenance of the Arts Plaza and its splash pad. Squares are $15 until August 21st, and everything needed to create these street masterpieces will be provided. Squares may also be purchased on the day of the event for $20, but inventory may be limited. Reserve your space online at www.painttheport.com.
School for Freeport School District 145 begins a week from today on Thursday, August 21st, for grades K through 12, with preschool starting on Friday, August 22nd. If they have not done so already, parents are reminded to officially register all children, including returning students, online at the district's website, www.fsd145.org. Kindergarten students must be 5 years old on or before September 1st, 2025, to register for kindergarten. And proof of residency in the Freeport School District boundaries is required for all new students. School supply lists for the first day are available on the district website and vary by grade level. Please note that for the 2025-26 school year, parents or guardians are responsible for purchasing school supplies. An open house for freshmen and new students at Freeport High School is planned for next Tuesday, August 19th, from 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m., and will include a Walk Your Schedule tour, activity fair, and freshman parent meeting. Many questions about school activities, schedules, and rules can be found online at the district website, which again is www.fsd145.org. Contact the Enrollment and Transportation Office at 815-232-0580 for enrollment and busing information, or the district's administrative offices at 815-232-0300 if further information is needed. That's 815-232-0580 for enrollment and transportation, or 815-232-0300 for the administrative office.
FHN Memorial Hospital recently received the American Heart Association's Get With The Guidelines Resuscitation Silver Adult and Newly Born Quality Achievement Award for its commitment to treating in-hospital cardiac arrest of adults and newborns. The hospital earned the award for meeting specific measures in treating adult and newly born patients who experience cardiac arrest in the hospital that ultimately help to improve survival rates. Each year, about 300,000 children and adults experience an in-hospital cardiac arrest in the United States. Survival from cardiac arrest largely depends on timely medical emergency team response and effective CPR. The Get With The Guidelines Resuscitation Program was developed to help save lives of patients who experience an in-hospital cardiac arrest by consistently following the most up-to-date research-based guidelines for treatment as outlined by the American Heart Association. Guidelines include following protocols for patient safety, medical emergency team response, effective and timely resuscitation, CPR, and post-resuscitation care.
The Volunteer Literacy Program at Highland Community College is recruiting volunteer tutors to assist students individually or in small groups. Tutors help their communities by improving the lives of residents one person at a time. Volunteers tutor for a few hours a week at their convenience, morning, afternoon, or evening, and in an academic subject area they enjoy. The program recruits, trains, and matches volunteer tutors with adult students, providing support and encouragement that can be a key influence in the lives of students. Students show greater achievement when they have individual instruction. To find out more, contact Highland's Volunteer Literacy Program. Just search on Become a Tutor at the college's website, www.highland.edu.
As we look at the week ahead, don't forget that the half-price book sale at Voices Book Nook is winding down at the close of business this Saturday, August 16th. The sale features gently used hardcover and paperback books, DVDs, records, puzzles, and books on CDs. Some rare and collectible books are available, as well as a silent auction. The Voices Book Nook is located in Lincoln Mall here in Freeport and is open from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with evening hours until 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. Proceeds benefit services offered to survivors of domestic and sexual violence through Voices of Stevenson County. Tonight, we're looking forward to enjoying Van Funk performing at 6:30 at Debate Square between the Freeport Public Library and Union Dairy as part of the Music on Debate Square concert series. The shows are free and last about an hour, but donations are accepted and appreciated. Bring a lawn chair and arrive early, as the crowd grew to more than 100 people last year. If you're hungry, tomorrow or Saturday, the Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend will be run by supporters of the Forestville Valley Elementary PTO. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. to serve brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. As always, don't forget the Farmers Market, Saturday morning, both in downtown Freeport and near Higher Grounds on the south edge of the city, as well as in Lena. If you are looking for something to do this weekend or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertaining and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of FreePod episodes.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview with FreePod host Alan Wenzel, visiting with Brian Caldwell of AutoSmart Classic Car Sales and Consignment, the new business that started up earlier this year in the location of the former Stevenson County Visitor Center on Route 20, just east of Freeport. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime. Next Tuesday, FreePod and Timbuk2 host Tim Connors interviews Tim Cook, Executive Director of Malcolm Eaton Enterprises, and Malcolm Eaton's Community Liaison, Brian Babcock, about the Eats and Beats event taking place downtown next Friday and Saturday, August 22nd and 23rd. This event benefits Malcolm Eaton and other community nonprofit organizations. This pod will post at noon on Tuesday, August 19th, and be available to listen to then or at any time after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at www.northernpublicradio.org. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at www.freepod.org. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. Thank you for listening. Thank you.